you know, you, them old Yankees, they ain't got no sense anyway. They got... that's the way it is. All they got, all that salt goes on roads. They got all this. They always prepared for it.
Yeah.
They're not down here in the South.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I'm glad they don't put salt on the roads down here. Now, I've never lived in the Midwest where they had, you know, salt on the roads, but I know people that do, and your car bottoms rust out real bad.
Yeah, I know that. I'm glad we don't do it down here, but, you know, because this is old sunny South, but you know how them old Yankees get sometimes.
They just... Yeah, they do. Well, I hope you get your power on soon, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. 524 WORD. Let's get a quick peek at our Spartanburg County weather. This time around brought to you by Spartan Tire Exchange. And at Spartan Tire Exchange, you get yourself high-quality radial retreads starting at just $24 plus tax with exchange. $500 instant credit, too, if you qualify. At Spartan Tire Exchange, Spartanburg's leading radial retread center, South Forest at West Main. And now as far as that Spartanburg County forecast, how about it, Alan Archer?
Here's the WORD Spartanburg County weather forecast. You're not going to believe this, but there's a potential of a significant storm brewing by tomorrow night and Sunday. In this case, however, we're going to have not so much snow, but a mixture. Here we go today with the return of sunny skies. High temperatures for this afternoon are moving back up and through the lower 30s. Wind chills this afternoon will hold once again now to around 10. Tonight will be fair and colder with an overnight low in the morning dropping off here to around 13. Tomorrow will start to cloud back up with a high temperature moving up once again to around the freezing mark. But tomorrow night, there will be the possibility of us developing some snow or freezing rain, and then possibly changing to rain on Sunday with temperatures holding Sunday around the low to mid-30s. We'll keep you updated. I'm meteorologist Alan Archer, WORD.
In Spartanburg, presently 32 degrees right at the freezing mark, and before we check in with an update on the sports, let's check in real quick with Bobby Dean in our WORD Mobile 2 unit. And Bobby, how are the road conditions currently in Spartanburg County?
JJ, yes, they're continuing to improve, JJ. Well, now, right now, situation on the interstates are just plain good. Now, we've got two lanes open both directions on 26 and I-85. The thing to watch for, it caused an accident about an hour ago, and that is the snow that's piled up in the median, also across from the emergency lane. If you let your vehicle veer off the road just a little bit, either side, you're going to find yourself in trouble because you've got about 14 to 16 inches of piled snow from the scrape blades. That's rather hard because it froze overnight. You hit that, it could cause your automobile to spin. As far as the streets inside the city, for the most part, they are clear. Do have some water and some slush places on them. So right now we don't have a problem because we're right above that freezing mark or right on it, and it's really not causing a problem. But tonight that's going to change. It's going to all refreeze. Anything that's slush or water is going to be a solid sheet of ice tonight, just like it was last night. So keep that in mind. Try to stay off the roadways through the night or early in the morning. As far as your secondary roads and the outlying areas, well, they're still real bad. We still have complete covered roads in some sections with still snow and slush, so try your best to stay on the main thoroughfares if you have to be out traveling. Bobby Dean, Mobile 2.
All right, appreciate that road update. 527, this is Spartanburg's very own Word 91. Now, if you're wondering about what is shaking with our sports, well, let's roll over to our Word 91 locker room and Bert.
Good afternoon, everyone. How about that Ray Frost of Burns, yeah? He's a good ball player. Here's his coach talking about him, Fred Cohn.
Ray's doing a good job so far. He was out last year. He's back this year. He's strong. He's been lifting weights quite a bit since football season's over with. Of course, he's going to college to play football next year. But he's doing us a fine job right now. We're looking number four hitter, and he usually hits a ball somewhere all the time and hits it hard, so he's going to help us tremendously.
Remember that name, Mom. I just mentioned it, Ray Frost. He was on the radio this afternoon. The fourth seed in the Southeast Regionals of this year's NCAA tourney is the Clemson Tigers. Clemson will have to regroup after their disappointing showing in the ACC tourney over the weekend, finishing as a first-round loser. But it's on to Atlanta for Cliff Ellis and his team. Ellis talked about playing in the NCAA tourney, which will only be the second time ever that Clemson makes an appearance in the Gala postseason event.
Four teams right now elated. There's going to be some heartbreaks throughout the course of it, but you can't hide and take away the fact that it's just a great honor being there, and there's going to be a lot of joy and happiness with the wins that go along with it, because everybody's looking, everybody's pulling. There's something on the line for every game, and it makes college basketball what it is today. And
The Tigers finish with a 25-5 mark and will go for magic number 26 in the Omni on Friday against the Southwest Regional winner. That's Southwest Missouri State. The Bears are the Southwest number 13 seed, and they wrapped up the season 27-5. On the Tuesday afternoon activity board, let's see here. NCAA Regionals go on Thursday, of course. NIT action commences on Wednesday. In college baseball, this afternoon, some doubleheader action, I see. As makeups, of course, to Monday's rain, Marshall plays at Clemson. There's a doubleheader for SMC. They are hosting Clinch Valley. Assumption on the Rifles on the campus of USCS. And they called off today's Wofford game, and there is no word on a new date. They were to play Alderson. WORD Sports.
Thank you, Uncle Bert. Let's check the red-hot bowling news here. First of all, over at Pinewood Lanes in the Lady Sunset League, the Curtis Mathis girls are on top.